Blog Talk Radio.
Too, ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go on any further, I like to do highlight. You know, your highlighting is so good because highlighting kind of lets stuff stand out, you know. It brings more attention to something. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Well, bless be God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm going to highlight something just right now. Hold on. Give me 5 seconds, y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody.
Jesus Lord.
Y'all had practice and y'all still didn't get it right. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all got it right there. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Peaches, did you do it again?
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to pay attention. You know, I heard a comedian once say they were so poor they couldn't pay attention. But y'all need to pay attention because you know what? Praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord!
I don't know that. Minister Jay. Who was first? Oh, he didn't hear. Okay, well, we got to pass on that one. Praise God. Jesus, I know we have it front up in the church. You understand that? Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Now, when y'all hear a lot of people talk about, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, that sounds so holy, don't it?
Yes.
It sounds so religious. And you don't know, that Lord is the devil. They got devil pictures on the wall. I went to one person's house one time. He had a picture of the devil on the wall, sitting on the toilet. I said, Jesus, get me out of here. You know, as much as. You know, so it's not enough to say, praise the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got it. Jesus is Lord. Because the devil can't say that. His minions can't say that. You want to catch somebody because you don't know their motivation. And God hadn't revealed to you or you haven't picked up the revelation yet. He said, look here. I want you to repeat this after me. Jesus is Lord. They can't say
it.
You know, if they can't say Jesus is Lord, he said, you know, I you know what? God bless you real good, and God loves you, and I got to get to stepping. Because I know your motivation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before we go any further, Pastor Peach.
Hallelujah.
You got to bail me out.
Hallelujah.
Because I've been carrying on already. Hallelujah. And I need to calm down. Can you give us the housekeeping suggestions on this morning?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, help me, Lord.
Oh, glory
we got
God.
Guests in the house. We're supposed to act right when guests in the house.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Composition notebooks, your ink pens, your highlighters, and be ready. Hallelujah. When the speaker of the hour opens up the Bible, hallelujah, you'll be able to write down the scriptures, turn to the scriptures. Write them down, hallelujah, and take notes. Hallelujah. Never know what God has to say to you today. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements and get your communion elements ready. The ones in Radio Land. Hallelujah. We'll be having communion later on, so get those ready. If you don't have the little elements, get some crackers, bread, juice, something. God understands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. And reset your alarms for tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. And set it for 6:55 a.m. in the morning. So we have praise and worship early in the morning. Start the day off with Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then Tuesday evening, hallelujah, have that alarm set for 6:55 p.m. so we can have Bible study. Hallelujah. That's where you can ask questions. Anything you don't understand, hallelujah, be able to ask the pastor. Pastor, I need clarity. Hallelujah. And then, but October the 4th starts the second semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Therefore, if you have not signed up, please give a call to 443-416-1201 and let us know that you want to sign up for next semester. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget that the second Friday of the month, we always have men's and women's fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so mark your calendars. Hallelujah. From 7 until 7:40 is men's fellowship. And 7:15 till 8:30 is Women's Fellowship.
Hallelujah.
You never know what the topic is going to be, but it's always going to be scripture-based and anointed of God.
Hallelujah.
And enlightening. Hallelujah. And always the fourth Sunday of the month, just like today. Our speaker today of the hour is Pastor Viola Wright. Bible Way Church of God in Baltimore.
Hallelujah.
Next month, that speaker will be Pastor Jason Roseville. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, when you come to the house of the Lord, to bring your pennies for Uganda. We have a jar, and we are assisting Dr. Helene Russell Building and Hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And when you get a chance, also go to the church's website, rymmi.org. And see what the church's mission and vision is.
Hallelujah.
There's also a cash app there if you desire to use it. We also have a GoFundMe page. Go to Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. We are believing God for great
things.
You can donate from $1 to $2.5 million. We won't refuse anything. And we are believing God for big and great things for the city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. We just thank God for it all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And we thank God for our new facility. Hallelujah. We thank God for the new church. To take for elephant and fellowship hall and a fully equipped a kitchen and the classrooms and the offices. We'll be moving in there very soon. We'll just know the time and the date and the place where it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mama, myself, God. And somebody, when you mentioned the Institute of Biblical Learning, somebody said, woo, yeah. I think that was Deacon AJ. Well, maybe come on up here to Deacon AJ. Put on that kind of that
up.
Hallelujah. So there's some scriptures in the Word of God y'all need to get a hold of.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to learn.
Yes.
You see, life is an open book.
Yes.
Shall call it a, what's the book? Hallelujah.
The Bible.
The word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we must move on because Pastor Bird can get off on the deep end sometimes. Glory to God. The Lord have mercy. Pastor Peaches, I got to find this this song because we got something special that we're getting ready to do. We got one more thing to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know what? You can tell a neighbor, you know somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had me on their mind.
Thank you,
God. They took a little time to pray for me. See, I wouldn't even be here if somebody hadn't prayed for me.
Amen.
Shall call it up one time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So we're going to do the same thing.
Yes.
We're going to pray for
us. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As I play this music in the background,
Hallelujah,
I want y'all to begin to articulate.
Thank you, Lord.
Begin to verbalize.
Hallelujah.
Begin to put names of people in the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your blessings, people. Thank you for your blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blessings.
When you get the right access to it of God,
hallelujah.
God rewards you.
Hallelujah.
And we're instruments of God's glory. Hallelujah. Father God, add signs, wonders, miracles, blessings to the names that we put in the atmosphere of blessing.
Yes, thank you, God.
My wife, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright.
Danielle Curtis.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland, by King. Mother Dolores Harris. Sister Angie Harris. Sister Yvette Rosalind and my brother Ronald Harris.
Hallelujah.
Did I say Deacon and Deacon AJ? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Julia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Carissa, boy. Kimmy Stevenson, Prophet Cynthia, Justin, and Dominique. Another Dominique, still another Dominique. Latricia, another Latricia. Tiny, another Tiny, another Tiny. Hallelujah. Earl, another Earl, and one more Earl. Tavon. Tavion, Oscar, Griselda, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zane. Joshua, Lauren, hallelujah. Malachi, Xavier, another Malachi, hallelujah. Glory to God. George Deuce, Kayvon, Maurice, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Bishop Dwight Smith, Lady Linda Smith, Elder Tommy Orn, Sister Sandra Orn, Shakari de la Boche Kitty.
Thank you.
Dr. Brenda Wright, hallelujah. Coco and Faith, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tasha Minister Linda Blackwell, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donna and Tiffany and Bianca. All the families, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lorena and Tiffany, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada, what's up? Talitha, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Christian, my little bush. Spencer Johnson, hallelujah. Blessed and Antonio Dexter, Marion, Rachel Birdie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, hallelujah. Yakorina, Joseph Atkins, hallelujah. Again, I next James, shake, my mamu, could eat it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Tom Swin, First Lady Rosalind Swin, Yada Bukura. Pastor Don Frieden, First Lady, hallelujah. Blessed and adored in it. Hallelujah, what do you say? Blessed and what you say, Mother. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we walk with your Holy Spirit
done.
We thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. That birthday corner is coming up right now. Sister Angie, it's time. Push up, cut it up. All right now. I do not stop now. Come on now. Push up, little boy. Yeah, come on now. Yeah, hallelujah. All right. Come on now. Yeah. Hey! I'm going to do your moonwalk.
Hey! All right, time for the birthday club. Hello, everyone. This is Sister Angie. I am the president of the birthday club. Yay! And this is the month of September. Do anybody has a birthday in the month of September? If so, may you please stand and tell me the date.
Yahoo!
And mine is 29th, this Thursday. Do anybody else have a birthday in the month of September?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right.
Does anybody
else
know anybody that has a birthday? They may not be here. Anybody know anybody that has a birthday?
In the month of September.
In the month of September. Hallelujah.
9/11.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Anybody else?
Anybody else has a birthday in the month of September?
Hallelujah.
Yes. All right. Hallelujah.
Now, I need to tell y'all why we celebrate this. Because
mm-hmm.
God's been good. Mm-hmm. See, your birthday highlights, underscores the love of God in your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
His mercy and grace in your life. So we're not just celebrating the birthday.
Uh-huh.
We're celebrating the God of the birthday. Oh, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is the Lord.
Get it, y'all. Get it.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 136. Hallelujah.
Good time in the Lord.
God bless you. if it wasn't for we have guests here, I'd say, okay, it's time. We can go home now because we done had a good time already. But we got a whole bunch of things to do, and we want to hear the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I like to ask Pastor Peaches a question.
Yes, Pastor.
Pastor Peaches, can I ask you a question this morning? I can?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. What is pneumonia orthoscopic silico volcano canalysis?
A disease that you get from inhaling volcano dust?
Close. Silica dust.
Silica dust.
Yes.
Silica dust.
Boy, this woman, what can I say? since you answered that, can I ask you another question? A real serious question.
Okay, all right, yes.
What time is it?
Time for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody ought to be saying
hallelujah.
Somebody ought to be saying praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Could Angie get that
open? Yes.
No, who said that? If somebody said no, somebody said yes.
It was a tie.
Okay. Let me keep my stuff in my pocket. He could have said that. He was right up here with me.
I got the girl right here.
Oh, I understand.
I'm
going to
be disrespectful.
All right, well, praise the Lord. But we thank God for what he does for us and how he really covers us.
Thank you, Jesus, yes.
And 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 30th verses. The meal of the heals.
Amen.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the meal that is a confirmation that we're children of the Most High King. This is a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God in Christ Jesus. This is a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessings. This is the confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. For in pre-cross, the Spirit rested upon folk. But thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit of Lord God says we are the tabernacle, the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says Christ is in us as a hope of glory. The Word of God says we are the dwelling place of Almighty God. The manifested presence of God is in us. They've been looking for the Ark of the Covenant for centuries. God multiplied the Ark post-cross. We are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground. That's why God admonition to people, don't touch my people. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. It's really not for us, it's for them to be careful what they do to us. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6 says, God is righteous to recompense, to give tribulation to those who trouble you. We are the Ark of the Covenant. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant pre-cross. Over 50,000 people lost their lives because they dared to touch the Ark of the Covenant. Now, look here. Y'all need to understand what I'm sharing with you. People who dare to mess with you, they put their lives in danger. They put their families' lives in danger. They got dogs and cats. They put their animals in danger. The whole community. This is the, you are the Ark of the Covenant. You are holy ground. Because of the manifested presence of Almighty God in you. You don't have to kowtow no longer because you're the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. You don't have to go around like some Christians do. Meow, meow. You can go like the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Yes.
Whoa! Let me hear your roar today.
Hallelujah! That's right.
I'm scared of anybody. Stop coming around.
Thank you, Jesus.
This meal is a compilation of all of that and a bag of honey barbecue potato chips.
That's his favorite.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the Word of God on today, the text today,
thank you.
It says to examine yourself. And every time I heard Holy Communion, because let's do Holy Communion, we started looking at ourselves. What did I do wrong today or yesterday?
Yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
We examined ourselves.
Amen.
So we're going to do just that right now. And the, to me, the number one coveted name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah Shikinu, the Lord our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Again, the Word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The Word of the Lord helps us do this. This is why I tell y'all that life is an open book test, because the Word of the Lord helps us do that.
Amen. Amen.
Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through this blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Deacon AJ, can you come up here and move this other mic so I can put this mic that I got it in the holder here?
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. What is your kidding? Por eso no le voy a seguir. Por eso te voy a dar mañana de le voy a dar. Tema poco se quiere. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Tema poco se ha dado. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text for today, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But they say, "Oh, she did not go there. That was said. There are your people. Hallelujah! Now you go shelter. Hallelujah! Lord have mercy.
Thank you for your blood.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. For that they go shelter.
Thank you.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy, shelter. Well, amen. Listen to the music. That's all right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God. Hallelujah. He is Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Thank you,
hallelujah. The word of the Lord again says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the words of the Lord, hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything is said, everything is spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it, hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent, hallelujah. Hey, Siri. Play communion message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. On the same night, before we do that, thank you, Holy Ghost. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for the elements in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. On the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. God, you said. 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 I want to heal you everywhere you hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world, right now, Lord. Cancer disappearing. Tumors dissolving. New knees, new hearts, new lungs, new spleen, new livers. Hallelujah to God. Lord, the voice of God. Diabetes disappearing. How the high blood pressure coming back to normal. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural manifestation of your love, your glory, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. It says, glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Ephesians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, Mary and Lord Bosha. We are your children, Lord God, Mary and Lord Bosha. And the sheep of your pasture. And your word says, healing. It's a burden with children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. Somebody that has pain in their body ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Somebody's trouble in mind and heart and body ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. Shout up according. And on the same night, Chakarayo. In which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he was given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving to you, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance, Shakariya Babuhikiriya, that we may be justified, Shakariya Mwanbaya, because you, God, and above you, there's no other. So we thank you, Lord. Your word says, your word says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already. Hallelujah, let's do it. Hallelujah, covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, erases, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. Cry unto the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family. That's like our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap up and down. Hallelujah.
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 Now, Pastor Peach,
hallelujah.
I need to ask you another question.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah.
Time for
the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody, I want y'all to know this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I have known this couple.
Thank you, Jesus.
Longer than most of you. No, well, I'm gonna keep quiet. I've known them for a long time. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A Holy Ghost filled tongue talking by that time. Speaking today,
thank you, Jesus.
It is real special to me.
Hallelujah.
If I want to hear a word from the Lord,
thank
if
you.
I want to hear about what God is doing, you know what I can do?
You
know, I go to my wife, of course. But if she's not here, I can pick up the phone and I can say, call Pastor Viola by mobile. Well, if I feel really, really fortunate, I'll say, call back Pastor Viola Wright, home number, you know. But she has a word, I mean, She reminds me of somebody I used to visit when I was out for summer. To go to the noonday prayer. You understand what I'm saying? A Holy Ghost-filled tongue-talking mother begat a Holy Ghost-filled tongue-talking daughter and daughter and daughter and daughter and daughter and son. Because the fruit don't fall far from them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So with no further ado, any kind of hindrance, I'm going to just say, Pastor Viola Ray, the floor is yours. And again, let God lead you.
Amen.
If it's 15 minutes, that's fine. If it's 2 hours and 15 minutes, that's fine. That's, remember, you're over here by yourself. No, I'm not joking, y'all. That was a jokey joke. Look, I'm AJ. Can you switch the phone, the microphone, because I think this was better than that one. So put this one.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to move out the way.
Many blessings upon our children's lives. I praise God for my husband, Pastor Lewis Wright.
Amen.
Next month, the 18th, we will have been together for 42 years. Marriage today don't last too much longer, 42 minutes. But they had to all say, leaving, going to the divorce court. I don't like it. Don't like it. Out of here. I pray. You got to learn to take something. And now look, it's not a whole lot of taking. Negative stuff. God is in the plan. I mean, no beating me up, no drinking, no liquor, no fussing, cussing me up. That is not going to work. I don't mean that. I mean, sometime at night, on apple pie, you want sweet potato pie. All right, we get together and find what kind of pie you want. But that's what I mean by compromising. Not no the negative stuff. I don't because if God gives you the right one, it's not that way.
Amen.
I praise God. I praise God for my baby daughter being here, Talitha. I thank God for her. And I praise God for Mother Haynes and Elder Kelly from my church being here with us. And also Brother Joe. Give honor to all of you God's people. Dr. Bird said some things that really was in line with what I wanted to talk about today, and I'll bring them up later. Today, as I was thinking about this church, and one statement stayed with me, and it's the one that I will not even develop properly, but will bring to you something from God's word, and that is speak the word.
Yes.
And he was doing a lot of that earlier. Speak the word. We are people that live beneath our privilege because we won't speak the word.
Hallelujah.
Things that Dr. Burr was talking about the church, Romans 4 and 17b, and called those things to be not as though they were. God wants to do exploits in your life. He wants to do, I don't care what you're dealing with. Oh, in Rome, not Romans, in Genesis, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
We have got to have our faith in God's word.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody tells you.
Hallelujah.
If you don't believe in God's word, you are beneath your purpose.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of things that you would have, could have, that you won't have. I remember looking at Steve Harvey on the TV one time, and he was saying that he tells a lot of stories, and some of his stories are so... And they really can make you think. And he said it's like he gave this vision of having gone to heaven and this angel taking him down this hall of this big warehouse. And he saw all these names on a door. And then he saw his name on a door. And they went in there and said, well, what is this? All these packages with bows on them. And said, what's with these packages? He said, they were gifts that God wanted to give you, but you would not let him.
Oh, woo. Wow.
They're yours. But you wouldn't let him give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe him for them. You wouldn't ask for them. And you didn't do what was necessary to obtain them. And saints, many of us are under that same, I'll say, curse.
Nice.
Because there are things that God wants to do for us. I don't care what you're dealing with. It does not matter where you're going, whether you want to go to college, you don't have the money. Let me tell you, one of the daughters of our church, she didn't have the money to go to the college. Let me tell you something. No, she'd gone and gotten her bachelor's degree, and she was getting ready to go get her master's, but she didn't have the money. She packed her grip, got on the road with $100, all she had, in her pocket, went down in the hands of Virginia. Do you not know what she got there? The dorm hired her on as a dorm mother. Do you know what that means? Being, thank you. Being the dorm mother, she was an employee of the college, so her tuition was free. By faith she packed her grip.
Yes.
By faith she put her in the luggage. By faith she got on the road. She went to Virginia. Whatever it is you need God to do for you, whatever it is you
need,
the church. That's Dr. Burr was talking about. Y'all gonna get it.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
In the month of June, I went to one of our conventions.
Thank you,
Jesus. And when I went in, Mother Russell, my sister, Dr. Bird, know Mother Russell, she's our foreign field missionary. And she grabbed me by the hand going to church. She said, did you see your email today? I said, no. So when I went home, I looked at the email. It was talking about Uganda. That's what this thing he has over here is for. It was talking about Uganda. And on the email says, make sure Dr. Bird gets this, you know, this message. So I called Earl and I told him about it. And Earl told me this. I'm going to talk to the board of my church. He called me back in less than 3 hours. Your church, this church right here, helped our kids over in Uganda who didn't have masks to sleep on. Some of them, now with this thing going over in Ukraine, a lot of the grain that comes, a lot of the food's not there. Mm. So we give what we want. And if we don't have it, the food bank got it, the welfare bank got it, we're not hurting for nothing. Mm. But these people don't even have bad necessities. Mm. Some of the children who bought matches before, when they went off to high school, they took the matches with them to the next school. Mm. So that left so many kids there without a place to anything to sleep on.
Wow.
But with what this church did, along with my church, we gave Mother Russell over $2,000. This church gave over $1,000. This church right here, in this basement, not even a whole lot, not a big cathedral. This little meeting almost existed of a church right here.
Amen.
Gave over $1,000.
Wow.
We matched them with over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
When Mother Russell went, she sent me pictures. I can show what she got at the church on my phone. The mattresses that they bought, the machine. Dr. Burr, you know what that machine is called?
Braille writing machine.
The paper. You all obtain a building? Yes, you are. Speak it as if it's already happened. You will obtain a building. You are investing in missions. You are investing in people who cannot give you nothing back.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's where your blessing comes in. Not sowing a seed to this brother, to this brother can give you. You give him $1, can he give you $100? There's no blessing in that. You're giving to people who cannot give you back.
Yeah.
But you got to learn to speak the word, not just over God, but over your own situation.
Yeah.
There are things in your life that you want, things in your life that you want to, places you want to go in your life, you don't have it. Some of you are dealing with illnesses in your body, illnesses in your mind, illnesses in your emotions. I don't care what it is. Is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for the Lord. God can heal you. Body, soul, mind, spirit, all your body is turning loose and give it to God. Maybe you're eating too much. I'm going to deal with something that we all can identify with. Sometimes you get overweight. Don't be embarrassed. I ain't trying to embarrass nobody. But say, we need deliverance.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get it until you face that demon in the mirror. That's you.
Uh-huh.
So Satan, I'm tired of you doing what you're doing to me. I'm done. You ain't good.
Hallelujah.
God, I need you to do something for me.
Yes.
Do something for me.
Do something for me.
I want to be a living angel. Sometimes all they read is your life. Do they see enough Jesus in your life to say, I want to be like that person?
Hey!
Do they see enough Jesus? Do they see enough God coming from you? Do they see enough love coming from you? They say, I want what you got. What you got, I don't have it. I want it.
Yeah.
Oh, this, you want, you say, well, baby, let me tell you.
I can't tell.
Right. And there was one of the things that happened during our retreat in came forth. This person was witnessing for the Lord. And they witnessed to a drunk. This drunk was, he was sloppy drunk. He was in a mess. And he looked at the person who was supposed to be witnessing to him. He said, well, honey, if you don't do for me what he did for you, I don't need you. I've got enough troubles as it is. Now, what kind of witness was that man? Something wasn't right. He kept on really saying that.
Amen.
He said it because of what he saw.
Amen.
It's quite evident enough in your life today. So I want what you got.
Yes,
I want what you got. One of our pastors said in St. Missouri, a lady died in the morning worship. It was a coroner that volunteered at the church, came up, pronounced the dead. She was dead. And somebody said, call the house. I want to pass it. Everybody that believes God, I want to say right now, let's pray. The church stood and prayed. This actually happened. And after 7 minutes, the woman started preaching again. She said, and the first thing out of her mouth was, why did y'all call me back? She was crossing over. But the power of God on this side was greater than where she was going and called her back.
person sitting in church said, whatever this is y'all got, I want it.
Amen.
I want it because they knew their life since I had it.
Yeah.
They didn't have it. I praise God in order to speak the word of God. You must be familiar with the word of God.
Yes.
You must pick it up. I don't mean this so suddenly. You got to pick the
come
word up
now.
Every day. You don't fail to go to your kitchen table, your dining table and eat. You
right.
need to pick the word up and read it every day. Psalm 119 and 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The Living Bible says this, your words are a flashlight that helps me see ahead, that see ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. Bible usually bring out this example. It's just like you're going down a blind alley. You got a flashlight in your hand, but the alley's black, dark. You don't see anything. But you got a flashlight in your hand, every step you take, it propels, goes a little further.
Yeah.
When you know anything, you have an alley.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the light.
Amen.
Every step you take, the light shows a little bit further.
Amen.
And that's the word of God for you.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't see the end of the road. You don't see what's happening way up there. But God wants you by faith to hold on to him where you are right now. Because as you step, each step you take, he's going, oh,
if
he showed you too much the end picture, you wouldn't be there.
Amen.
But he has to show you step by step. And this increases your faith in him, knowing that, Lord, I'm trusting you to do this for me.
Hallelujah.
It's God's will that you have victory in your life, no matter what situation you're dealing with.
Hallelujah.
When trouble comes and a misfortune occurs, it sometimes, I don't know what it is, it makes us feel better to say, oh, John has caused me being like this. So-and-so,
uh-huh.
he did such a, that's why I'm like this. No. Let me tell you something. Play a blame game.
Uh-huh.
Look in the mirror. You are largely responsible for whatever comes your way. Because
right,
you're a person. God has given all of us free choice.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sometimes in order for God's will to be done, there must be a shift in the spirit.
Yeah.
When you shift in the spirit, sometimes that shift puts you in a different place.
Yeah.
It gives you a different pace. It changes your position. And it changes your direction.
Yeah.
Now, when all these things take place, I'm going back to the old past.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a dog licking up his vomit.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's another thing to think about. Something gets thrown up, you want it washed away right away.
Amen.
Sometime in order, God's will to be done. We got to go through this shift. We cannot successfully overcome the enemy if we do not submit to God, because the power to resist the devil is found in submitting to God. If you can't submit to God, forget about it. The devil going to knock the socks off you.
That's right.
Yes.
Satan is a roaring lion. As a roaring lion, he's not a roaring lion. As a roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he may devour, capturing the people of God through their mind. I have at home The Battlefield of the Mind Bible, a very powerful book that George Myers had put commentary in. Because if the devil can get you in your mind, he's got you. Whatever your mind takes you to do, your members will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your mind is a battleground, and the only way to put the devil under your feet and to have victory is to arm yourself with the word of God.
Yes.
It's nothing we have that's going to put the devil in his place but the word of God.
Amen.
It's nothing but the word of God.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
me.
Sometimes it says, oh, I can do that. When you say, I can, your body reacts in a positive manner
that
to whatever you say that you're going to do. Look at a dress and say, well, we're going to take the sewing glass. I didn't know. I can't even sew a button on. I can. You know what? I'm going to make that dress. Guess what? Immediately, things in your body begin to react to the fact you say, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've never sewn anything before. When I went over to Dunbar after I graduated from high school, I never made a dress in my life. But I said, well, I'm going to do this. And I was able to make a dress that made my sister gown for it. A service she had to go in. I made the gown. He put loose buttonholes. I mean, it was outstanding. But I said, I can. And I had a mind to do it. As long as you say, I can't do something, God will fix it.
Mm.
But when you say you can't, they have to say. The other side is just as true. When you say you can't, your brain shuts up. Your mind shuts down.
Uh-huh.
You shut down. nothing happens for you. But when you say, I can do it, all of a sudden doors begin to open.
Yeah.
People begin to give you things right in light of what you had already spoken. You don't even know why they give it to you. They don't know why they give it to you. But you spoke it out of your mouth. I'm going to do such and such.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb such and such.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on this trip. I'm going to the convention.
Yeah.
I want to go to Memphis to the National Convention. I don't have a dime. I'm going to pack my suitcase. I'm going to get myself ready. Let me tell you something. One of the young ladies, the same young lady, she did that too. Packed her suitcase, lay across the bed, and say, pick up the phone ringing. What you want? They called her airport, got the girl ticket, and sent her money.
Amen.
Glory on her way.
Hallelujah.
She was on her way, but she spoke it into existence.
Right. Yeah.
Say, don't be defeated.
Amen.
I know life is full of twists and turns.
Yeah.
Something we've never seen before in our life. No matter what it is.
Yeah.
God, with your help, I'm going. God, with your help, we're going to overcome this.
Yeah.
God, with your help, my child is going to graduate from school.
Yeah.
My son was ADHD. And if you know anything about that, that's a child that jumps over through hoops that ain't even there.
Oh.
He climbs walls and ain't no walls there. ADHD. Took a psychiatrist, took a counselor, took to this doctor, took to that doctor. It was pitiful. I read a pamphlet about ADHD. The only thing missing on that pamphlet was my son's name. The pamphlet was idea what my child was going through. But let me tell you something. 53 years old today, he carries a gun. He's a police officer in Florida. Doing extremely well, making over $80,000 a year. Tell me what God can't do. Every day, you put it in the hands of God, he'll work it out for you. He'll work it out. You don't see it. All the cards are stacked against you. It does not matter. Speak those things and be not as though they were. And do it because you have faith in the God, in the God of the Word, not what you know. We don't know enough. I don't know enough. Well, I say because of what I know. My mother went to a home and be with the Lord this year, January 21st. But she put the Word in us before she died. She put the Word in us before she died. That's all we knew. Get out my sanctified soul Bible.
Yes.
I ain't know if I was sanctified. But if birth was time before I was sanctified. When I was talking, I wasn't sanctified, so she wasn't here. Get off my sanctified throne. Let's get off a birth of sanctified throne. But it's a lot of things that I put my mother through some changes out of all eight children. My brother was the oldest one, and I was second, and then six girls came behind me. And out of all my mother's children, I don't know what I did. I perplexed that lady. She'd go around from bed to bed, praying for her children tonight. She did. We'd be asleep. We didn't know nothing. She would go around praying over each child. She'd say, Bob, I got to your bed. All I did was break down and cry. I never wanted to cry anymore. She said, she cried. She said, you were a child to raise. I said, Mama, thank you. You cried then, but God knows you ain't crying now. Between crying, God knows she did not spare the rod.
She did not.
You knew that. Spare the rod, more than that. What did I say? Spare the rod, more than she would hit you, tell you, you belted out some kind of way. You better spare the rod. You spare the rod, you're going to child.
Yeah.
But I thank God for that woman today.
Thank you.
Some of the same things that I did not like that she was doing, I'm trying to do it myself now.
Amen.
Because guess what? It worked.
Yeah.
It worked. I'm telling you. She put the Word of God in us. And now I say, Lord, I thank you. I know you for myself.
Thank you. Amen.
I know you. You can't go by what somebody else is saying. Baby, open your Bible and read it for yourself.
Yeah.
What God has done for them, he wants to do the same thing for you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Philippians 4:6. But he said, speak the Word. As you get in the Word, you read the Word becomes familiar to you. God will bring things back to your remembrance.
Yes.
When you go up against different trials and tribulations, back in 2019, we lost our only brother. And my sister called me from intensive care. She said, my team, they're going to send Jay to a hospice. I say, hospice? His wife had just died 3 months before this. Oh, my God, I could not. It just mentally, it blew me away. I said, what? The next day was Tuesday. I rolled out of the bed. I mean literally rolled out. I called both prayer lines. I said, I need prayer and I need a bed.
Amen.
Then women went to God for me. And I'm telling you, God did a quick work. Because he lifted that that heaviness that was, it was pressing me down.
Yes.
I mean, my only brother, he was a good kid. Never gave my mother any trouble. It's a good boy. An excellent husband to his wife. Stuck by her with the disease she had until she went home to be with the Lord. And I would look for him to get well, to get up on his feet and pull him as a button, because my brother used to grab my brother and kiss all on him and throw him down on the floor. All of a sudden, girls grab him, just kiss him. He'd fight. He couldn't get away from me. We had it. I mean, we just had so much fun with it. Lord, be definitely send the boy to hospice. I didn't know I'd take that. Lord Jesus, I said, Lord, you got to help me. But God did. I took light in Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing. It says, don't worry about anything.
Yes.
But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God,
the peace of God,
which passes all understanding,
will
keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That scripture jumped off the page and became alive to me. It carried me through. Because I can't explain it. It passed all of the things. I can't explain it. All I know, God did it. I was able to go to his funeral. Oh, the tears were flowing, but it wasn't tears of weeping. It was rejoicing. I saw him take his body out. I saw him laying in the bed that day. And when the other people came and took him, I saw him. It didn't bother me. Because God had prepared me for that. His words spoke volumes to me. Don't worry about it, Paula. The peace of God it entered my spirit, and I'm telling you, that peace took me through. Then when my mom got, I took care of her the last 13 months of her life, and that Wednesday, Thursday, Mama stopped eating. And I said, God, you got to get me through this. I realized that I thought, she may be transitioning. I didn't know. But I thought maybe she was. And I called my sisters. I told them, you want to see Mama? Can you come now? I said, I think she's transitioning. But I told the Lord, you got to get me through this. Because I had thought about that day coming. I didn't know how I was going to react to it. I didn't know how it was going to affect me. But I'm telling you, God did just that.
Hallelujah.
Saints, he's alive and well.
Amen.
He wants to meet you at your point of need. I don't care how low you go. The song said he got to reach way down. Jesus will pick you up. I don't care what the case is. All he wants out of you is, I want to come up. I want to do better. I want to come out of this. I want to stop sinning. And that's all he wants. I want, Lord, I want you in my heart, my life. I want to give my heart to you. That's all God wants. But as long as you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to have what you got. You don't got nothing, you're going to have nothing. But you'll be hilly as a tomb. Crazy as I don't know what.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know.
Yes.
But you turn that little sick mind over to Jesus, he can make something out of you.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you, God will make something out of you.
Amen.
You got to keep this situational ethic. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength.
Yes.
A very present help in trouble. And that's what he was to me. He was a very present help in trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes all you can do is say, Lord, help, Lord, help, Lord. God, you know what I'm going through. Help, Lord. You ain't got to spell everything out to him. You don't have to find out your words
in
the name of Jesus, the Almighty God. Forget that. Hey, Jesus, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. I know I'm saying all fancy, pretty good, God. Hey, Lord, just demand it, Lord. Did you want it? Hey, you hear what I'm saying, Jesus? I just talk to him like you do your boys in the street. That's it.
Amen.
You understand?
That's right.
I ain't got to impress nobody.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about impressing nobody. Call Jesus like you mean it.
Yeah.
Whatever your need is, God, I need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
God, I want an apartment. God, I need a car. I don't care what it is.
Amen.
God knows. He already knows, but he wants you to come and open your mouth and tell him what it is you want.
Amen.
Now, in order to get it, it takes faith. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes,
we need faith change. And then over in the same chapter, Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it doesn't matter if your faith is pre-K.
Hallelujah.
If your faith is kindergarten, if your faith is sixth grade faith, if you have a PhD, it doesn't matter where you, what level you're on, God will meet you where you are.
Yeah.
He already knows. He knows this is, man looks at what? Outside. The appearance, outer appearance. But God sees the heart.
Yeah.
He knows the sincerity of your heart.
Yeah.
I may misjudge you because I'm a cash up.
No, ain't nothing to that.
But God may know you're giving him all you got.
Yes.
So don't worry about pleasing people. It's not about people.
Amen.
Go to God for yourself. If you got to go in the bathroom, sit on the toilet and check the door. Say, Lord, this is me and you. God. I don't know how to talk to you, but God, this is what I feel. Tell him what you feel.
Yeah.
He will be,
right.
He hears you.
Right.
And what he wants, first of all, Lord, forgive me because I want to be one of your children.
Yeah.
Forgive me of my sin.
Yeah.
Help me to go. Show me the church you go to because I want to learn how to live holy.
Yeah.
The people talk about holy. I want to be one of them folk. I want to live holy. And once the blessings overtake you,
yeah.
I'm telling you, once the blessings overtake you.
Yeah.
Over 10 years ago, I was sitting in my living room. I would get up around 5 o'clock for prayer. I would go in the living room with my Bible by myself. And the thought came to me, if your husband dies, you're going to have to move out of this house because you sure can't live here by yourself because your money ain't enough. And Satan's going to tell you something. The thought that the devil thought of it, but me and Jesus chased it. But when while it was there, it bothered me.
Yeah.
Because the reality of the statement was real.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay in the house with what little income I got. I'm a retirement check. Honey, I can eat on my retirement. I might be able to pay gas and electric. I can't go much further than that. But immediately, the advice I gave others, I had to take it myself. I opened my Bible and began to look at scripture. And I just didn't read them. I wrote them down. Lord, you said you would supply all I need.
All
your riches and glory by Christ. Another that I have never seen the righteous say,
come on,
Lord, see, no one said, Lord, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Those scriptures begin to bring comfort. I begin to speak the word over me. And the same The situation's so real, I can feel my body chemistry's changing. I don't know if you've ever been through that before. It's just like you're about to throw up. You can feel things happening in your body. My body chemistry began to change. I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got those scriptures, I wrote down about 5 of them. A calmness came over me.
Yeah.
I had not worried about that situation since.
Hallelujah.
Because
Hallelujah.
I gave it to God that day over 10
Glory.
Years ago.
Glory.
I had not worried whether he died first or I died first. Don't even matter. But I know God has got it under control. His memory is not slacking anything. When you tell him something 10 years ago, he remembers it.
Amen.
He knows what it, when that time comes, he'll fix it.
Hallelujah.
He's going to fix that.
Hallelujah.
And this is the thing. We've got to learn, read the word so we can speak the word. Some say, well, Ms. Paul, I don't know much about the Bible. Well, start reading it today.
Amen.
You'd be surprised how much he'll bring back to you. Remember, start
Amen.
Reading it.
Amen.
You'll never learn the word not reading it. You must open it yourself and read it yourself.
Yeah.
He will bring things back to you because you read it.
Yeah.
Scriptures, I woke up out of a dream. This was over 40 years ago. I woke up out of a dream. I was going through the worst period of my life before I met my husband. And I said, oh, my God, I had this dream. And when I woke up, the Spirit of the Lord said, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man.
Mm-hmm.
But God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know where it was in the Bible, but I knew as much as Scripture. I got my Bible read and quoted, and I found it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. That Scripture's been alive in me ever since. I'm talking about 50 years ago. I quoted that Scripture. That Scripture meant everything to me. And as the Lord was bringing these Scriptures, words out of my spirit, is that they have no temptation. It's synonymous to have they have no temptation. They have no trial. There's no trouble taking you. But such is common to man. I said, oh, you're not the only one for this. This is common to man. But there's a lot of people going through the same thing. It says, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted, tried, or tested above that you're able. Which I said, oh, that means he knows how much I can handle.
Right.
And as the scripture was being dissected in my spirit, I was talking back to the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, you know how much I can take. That was consoling to me.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that whatever I was going through, God knew. He knew my limitations.
Right.
And I was able to, oh, honey, scrape your shoulders, baby. straighten your back. Start walking. So he's going through this.
Fuck you.
He know already what you're going through.
Yeah.
It says he's faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. But with every temptation, every trial, every test, he's going to make a way of escape. Look over there. The door says emergency. Hey, get out.
Right.
When it gets to the point where it's too great, he got a way for you to escape.
Yeah.
It will not take you down.
Thank you.
That comes from faith in the word. I knew that word. I didn't know where. I didn't know I knew the scripture. I'm beyond the scripture. But I looked it up and I found it. What I'm saying is like this. Your mind is like a tape recorder. As you read the word, sometimes the word you read, at the time you read it, it might not mean a whole lot to you at that time. God will pull a scripture out of your memory back years later, times later. I didn't know, if anybody told me about that scripture, I would have lost it because I didn't know I knew it. But somewhere along the line, from being in church, I read that scripture. He spoke that scripture to me without even looking at the, I wasn't looking at no Bible. I found it. And there he was, 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it spoke volumes in my spirit. It gave me the hope that I needed. It gave me the confidence in God that I needed. That no matter what I'm going through, God knows what I'm going through. But saints, if you don't read the word, you can't speak it.
Come on.
Read the word.
Right.
Speak the word over yourself. Whatever you're going through, you can put the devil in his place. Get out of here. Open the door so you leave right now and slap your door shut. You out of here, devil. You will not run me.
Right.
Put him under your feet. Put him out of your house.
Hallelujah.
If you don't do it, I'm telling you, let it ride, he will drive.
That's right.
Romans 7. In order for the word to work for you, you must believe. After reading it, believe it. I know sometimes some things will seem like, oh, Lord, that's far-fetched. I don't know if God can do that for me. Don't doubt God.
That's right, amen.
You doubt me, don't doubt what the Lord can do.
That's right.
Don't doubt what the Lord can do.
That's right.
I'm telling you, if anybody had told me the first part of the pandemic 2 years ago, I had 3 bills. I got a check over $10,000. Had no idea that money was coming to me.
Glory to God.
3 years ago.
Thank you.
Paid off every bill I had. I said, Lord, thank you.
Thank
you. I only had to add a little bit to it to get the third bill paid. But that's what God will do for you.
Hallelujah.
He will do those things for you.
Hallelujah.
Don't doubt him.
Thank
he
you.
Has a way that the Bible says pass out, finding out.
Glory.
If you're troubled in your mind,
Hallelujah.
There's a word for that. Isaiah 26:3. I wore that scripture out. Thou will keep him in perfect peace,
Hallelujah.
Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
Hallelujah.
I wore that scripture out, Lord Jesus, because I thought, one time, man, I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown for what I was going through. Couldn't eat. My stomach closed up. If I was, I thought I wanted something. I got to go to the canteen at Social Security. By the time I got to the canteen, my stomach closed up again. I couldn't eat it. Couldn't even get it. I might have it. Couldn't even eat it. But God delivered me. He delivered me.
Hallelujah.
He delivered me, and he will deliver you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever your dilemma is, it doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
Speak the word.
Yes.
Get the word in you. Read the word. Get a daily bread. Sometimes
yes.
This book has 66 books to it. I don't know where to start reading. Get a daily bread or get a devotional. That's the place you can start. Get your Sunday school book or get your Bible study book. There's a whole lot of books out there. Start reading those stories. Don't try to memorize the book, the whole book. Get a story and read that story over and over until it gets in your spirit. And at a time appointed, God will bring those stories out to you. He will open your understanding so that you will know what you know what you know. And when you know what you know, you know with the devil in his face.
Hallelujah.
He won't affect your spirit. He won't have you run.
Yeah.
I beat the devil running, and I'm told that God didn't tell you to outrun no devil.
Amen.
No. You're that tendency. He didn't tell you none of that. He said, you resist the devil.
And
he would flee. Not you. He would flee. And when you put him in his place, he's got to go.
Right.
We bow before a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Honor you, God, for your spoken word. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. Your word has brought peace to my mind. Peace, oh God, in my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are in the sound of my voice, you know what they're going through. Oh, God, peace. Oh, I'm good. No, we're not good. Everything is not like it should be. Don't the devil make you tell a lie out of your mouth. Forgive whatever the situation is to God. He wants to straighten it out. All he wants you to do is take your hands off of it and hand it over to him. When you put it in, when you play the ball in his court, he's going to play the ball right. In the name of Jesus, deliverance is going to come your way. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We pray you for this church. Lord, for the Potter House. Lord, they have sown so many seeds into the farm field. God, I wait for the day. Lord, I want to be one and another when they march into that new building. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that building by faith. Lord, we know that those people here were sowing to your sick into your field of needy people like those people in Uganda. Lord, we know that you're going to return to them over a thousandfold. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We honor you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Bless the name of
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, did not our hearts rejoice as the word of God came forth today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
If you would, I need you to go to the,
Thank you, Jesus.
BT Cord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm trying to get in there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word, for the word, for the word. God is so good. My mom used to say, who is there a God like that? Hallelujah, God is so good. The word of God is so good. Hallelujah. We have to speak what we want, not what we see.
That's right.
Speak what we want.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We know what we got.
Hallelujah. Pastor, the older right. Just walked all over the scriptures and the word that we've been sharing for the last three or four our services. Used the same scripture. Just took the details, just underscore, highlighted it. Praise God for your pastor. I tell you, I could have sat here and listened to some more. I tell you, the two scriptures jumped out at me. God is trying to tell you something, y'all. Hallelujah. Romans 1:17. Galatians 3:11. For the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord up in here a little bit here.
trying to tell you something up today. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. If there's someone in this place right now that don't know God and the pardoning of their sins, with every eye closed and head bowed, except for Pastor Peaches, I want them to put up their hand real quickly. Hallelujah. Do you see anybody's hand? Put your hand up and put it back down. If you don't know God, if you don't know Christ and the pardoning of the sins, put your hand up and put it down. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see
yes.
some hands?
Yes.
All right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
If there's somebody here that needs a miracle in their lives,
mm-hmm.
either a healing or a deliverance from a circumstance that they think that there's no hope, put the hand up. Pastor Peaches, take a look.
Hallelujah.
See any hands there?
Hallelujah, yes.
Hallelujah.
A few.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Those that put up their hands for salvation, I want you to come up here right now to the front. Come on now. Because you're making a step today. Hallelujah. Because God wants to heal you, save you, and fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. You can give. Hallelujah. Now these are folk that want salvation. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, please give them.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Pray for them and ask them to repeat after you.
Hallelujah. We think Jesus is deep. We think answering and coming to our heart is something deep and far. It's not. Hallelujah. The word of God says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart. Hallelujah. Y'all, and it's just that easy. It's just that simple. And repeat this prayer behind me. Father God.
Father God.
I'm sorry for my sins.
Sorry for my sins.
Lord God, I ask you to come into my heart.
Lord God, I ask you to come into my
and
heart.
And save me.
And save me.
And I will make you my Lord and Savior.
I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, God. It is just that easy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And thank you for coming to your heart. Lord, I thank you for coming into my heart. I thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For saving me. Thank you. I want each one of you to say, Lord, I thank you for saving me.
Lord, I
from my sins. And making me your child. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. The angels in heaven.
Hallelujah. Oh, he rejoiced. We praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God.
Thank you, angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We crossed over from death into life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. It's just that easy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. After service, we're going to give you a book.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor,
Hallelujah.
Pastor Viola, if you wanted to say a prayer over them, you can too.
Hallelujah.
What I just gave you was Dr. Bird called me right after my mother passed and said, I don't know whether you believe this or not, but take some of your mother's clothes and cut them out and make prayer cloths out of them and take a vial of oil. And we got these little vials. I sent the Wayne Gow a case of it, but our second case I got from him. And what we've been doing, my spirit readily agreed. I knew it was of God. I've made over 100 prayer cloths and bottles of oil. And people who have been using this oil, I laid a bottle of oil on my mother's stomach before she died. My mother is a lady right now, it's one of our pastor's wives. She said, Lord, your mother saved my life. She was about to commit suicide. And when she put the window up, right when she put the window up to jump out, my mother's phone call came through and cut the cord.
Wow.
The girl's living today. She's over 60 years old. It's
hallelujah.
So what I'm saying is this is not a magic potion. It's not that at all. I prayed over these myself. I said, God, it's not about the oil. It's not about the prayer. It's all about you and your power.
Hallelujah.
One of our pastor's wives said to me recently, I forgot I had given her one. This was since February. I gave it to her. She said, Sister Wright, a young lady at my church was very depressed. She don't know what was wrong with her, but she was very depressed. She said, you know what? I got something for you. She took the oil out. She said, I want you to use this oil. And she began to anoint herself. And she said, next time I saw that young lady, she was lifted. She said, God gave her an idea of something to do for the church. And I mean, different miracles. God is working. He used aprons and prayer cloths in the biblical days. The apostle would walk past the people and the shadow of his shadow would almost take a person and heal them. So it's not about magic. It's about the power of God.
Amen.
We can't do nothing without God's power.
Hallelujah.
So use it as unto the Lord. In Jesus' name. We had a young, one young white brother came to my mom's funeral. He's my her adopted son. And he looked at my mother's picture just a couple weeks ago. He had a picture wearing in West Virginia. He said, Mom, he said, Grandma, I don't want to go to bed every 2 hours a night. He was talking to my mother like he was praying. He kissed the picture. He took the blessed oil and anointed himself. He called my sister the next morning. He said, you know I slept all night? But how kind of God? She said, Lord, every time, my sister said, every time he used that oil, God, do something for him. He's not close enough here with me and my husband. I said, I wish we could disciple him because he needs to know the word of God and that's where he can grow. So what I'm saying is this, use it for what good it is. It's the mother that this came from has gone on to look. She's around God's throne. She's gone on to be glory. We're still here. So as you pray, as you anoint yourself in your home, as you anoint your home, anoint your children, whatever it is, as they go out to school, whatever the case is, say, God, I need a miracle. God, just tell God what you want. Tell what you want. He's able to do it for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We honor you today for these souls that have committed themselves unto you. God, manifest yourself in their life. Show up, oh God, and show up. And I know you will. In the name of Jesus, whatever they're dealing with, whatever cross they're carrying, God, help show them how to hand it to you. Show them how to submit to you because you're waiting to do exploits in their life. In the name of Jesus, where they're weak, Lord, make them strong. Help them to speak the words out of their mouth, not because of what we know, but because of who you are. In them, Lord, the weak person can become a strong individual. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise
thank you.
Lord. And we're going to give you the glory and the honor. And when you do these things, Lord, we're going to ask that they come back and tell somebody.
Yes.
Testify to your healing power. Testify to your deliverance, oh God, because it's all about you. And God, you want to do these things for us. The devil don't want us to believe it, but by faith, we decree it and we speak it as if it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Now, folks that raise their hands that need a miracle or a special touch from the Lord, I want you to come forward right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those that need a special touch. And I want us to remember Sister AJ and her family. You can face me, y'all. Face me. I want you to remember Sister AJ. Are you here? Deacon AJ. And I want you also remember Pastor Jason Rosenberg.
Amen.
Deacon AJ lost her mother this week, right? This week. Pastor Jason lost her sister last week. Pray for the families for the peace of God which surpasses all understanding.
Also, TV and Sister Linda,
yes.
They were involved in a hit and run last night.
Yes, TV Stevenson and other QB Stevenson and Prophet Cynthia also keep them up in prayer. We thank God for total healing with them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis, if you would pray for miracles for these two folk. Yes, if you wouldn't stand, if you can't stand, turn your chair facing me, Pastor. Pastor Lewis is going to come up here, and he's going to pray for the two of y'all.
Hallelujah.
The two of you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just come before you right now. Lord, you know the situation, oh God.
Point your hands.
Nothing is hidden from your eyes.
In an image.
Lord, we ask, oh God, to bind the work of the enemy.
Yes,
it comes but for to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Lord, as we hold and faith on your word,
yes.
Lord, we declare deliverance. We